Musik. Hedged in by the miserly plaza grass, everything just so, the flowers, the trees, Thursday nights, heat-choked middle class, wheeze under the weight of jealousies. The marching band plays a piccolo waltz, helmets tottering round the garden's rotary, parading up in front, all dignified schmaltz, from his own watch chain, swings a notary. Landlords score cracked notes with pince-nez. Bloated clerks drag dates of the same bloated size. And wherever they go, primping popinjays, they flutter as if trying to advertise. Retired shopkeepers in park bench committees poke at the sand with their canes, debate in absolute earnest the latest treaties, take snuff, and keep talking. To reiterate. Round buttocks stretched taut across his seat, a burger, bright buttons, a Flemish waistband, enjoys his onang, its tobacco-like peat, spilling over the top. Contraband. Made amorous by the song of trombones, the fresh recruits simper amidst flower beds, roses in their teeth, naive simpletons cajole nursemaids by pawing babies' heads. Unruly as a student, I chase after sprightly nymphettes under chestnut trees. They catch on, bemused, and turn my way, not impolitely. Their eyes overflow with indiscretion. I say nothing, but simply continue staring at necklines embellished by wisps of hair, follow beneath the flimsy corsages they're wearing, their shoulders curved toward back's divine hollow. I discover their boots hidden underneath, reconstruct their bodies just as the fever grips. I amuse them, they admit, under their breath. My brutal desires stick to their lips.